93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. There you go, Tesla. I cued the wrong song. Because I'm an idiot.
You didn't announce it. You didn't announce what it was.
That's right. Did you notice I just said it was new Tesla?
And it is new Tesla.
I got my way out of there. It's called Better Off Without You, and it's off the Twisted Wires and Acoustic Sessions, which is something that the boys in Tesla are pioneers at. I need to get this out of the way right as we start this off. It's always nice to have real friends here in the studio. All the years I've been doing this, I don't have many people in bands, like famous people, that I actually say are real friends. And Brian and Frankie are like my friends. This is kind of cool. I haven't seen you guys in years.
Yeah.
That's good. I think last time I saw you was in KC.
Kansas City, when you guys pulled me out on stage to sing Coming At You Live with you.
Yeah.
Which
that's right.
Which is another in a series of bad decisions made by Tesla.
We've been following you around everywhere.
Yeah.
Boston.
Yeah, you pulled me on stage there, too. You put me on stage with a 12-pack. At the last
That's when we were still drinking.
Yeah, you guys are all clean now, right?
We bathe so regularly.
Yeah.
There you go. Be non-committal, just like not announcing the right song.
Right.
That's the way I would go. The song is called Better Off Without You. Tesla's Twisted Wires and Acoustic Sessions is available right now. Now, you guys have taken control of your own career, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You have your own records and your own recording, and you do everything yourself now, sort of a DIY deal.
Yeah.
Is it easier that way than it was back then, or is it more expensive?
Well, you know, when we were young, just like any young band, you know, you have to be coached and learn and you know, go through all kinds of learning experiences. And now that we're older, it's easier to manage ourselves because we're trying to balance our family lives with our music life. And, you know, trying to balance that stuff, it's easier just to do it yourself.
You guys are doing an acoustic set tonight at the Celebrity Theater, which you've played the Celebrity before, right?
Yeah, like four times.
How great is that to have that to be on a basically a Lazy Susan in front of the crowd?
It's cool. It makes you a little dizzy at first if you're not used to it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, you're looking at one person in the audience, and at one point they're over here to your left, and then a few seconds later they're over to your right. It kind of throws you off.
Does
it? When we were young, we played in the round with Def Leppard, and the stage stayed still, and we used to just run around and make ourselves dizzy. So now that we're older, we can just sit on the stage and it moves for us. So
there you go.
It's kind of nice, you know.
Yeah. Takes away.
This is definitely one of our more favorite places to play. We've played this room before, and it's, you know, we've always had a great time here.
Last time you guys came through town, you were with Scorpions, at the Comerica, which used to be the Dodge at the time. Mm-hmm. And the Valley loves Tesla. This is like a Tesla. I mean, obviously Troy being from here doesn't hurt, but
historically, this has always been a good city for Tesla. This Chicago, Kansas City, Sacramento.
One of the things that's great about...
all been big Tesla cities.
One of the things that's great about your band is, and I can say this with all honesty, and having done this for now 26, 27 years, nobody sounds like Tesla, and Tesla doesn't sound like anybody.
You guys are,
I mean, unique. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a little bit of Faces. There's a little bit of Humble Pie. There's a little bit of, you know, Bad Company, sort of that, you know, that blues-based, straightforward... Yes. Classic rock influence, but nobody sounds like Tesla, and you guys don't really sound like anyone. And now, lo and behold, 20 years later, after you kicked off the Unplugged Revolution, people forget that too, that Signs was the one that did it, that all of a sudden Tesla goes out and does a half dozen acoustic shows, and the radio picks up on one of the songs, and the record company goes, hey, we can cash in on this, and then MTV does MTV Unplugged. Did you guys get anything from MTV for that, for kicking that whole thing off, by any chance?
We did an Unplugged with the Black Crowes.
Yeah, we did one of their shows. But no, we didn't get any royalties, if that's what you're asking.
You should.
But Signs, I'll tell you something. Signs in 1990 was the most requested and most played video on MTV.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. I remember Cliff Bernstein saying that to
us. And we get the honor of people saying that, you know, Eric Clapton and Nirvana and those...
Rod Stewart.
...were influenced by our... our Unplugged album.
You did it. No, you guys did that.
I don't know how much we influenced Eric Clapton, but I'll take that.
Nothing wrong with that. So now it's the 20th anniversary of the five-man acoustical band.
And the other thing was Joe Perry said he likes us.
Joe, right. Well, you can't kill. That's the best endorsement you can get. Is there a bigger
Jimmy Page?
And Jimmy Page.
I was just going to say, is there a bigger American rock guitar player?
No.
That could possibly put a stamp of approval on you.
Eddie Van Halen, maybe, which is great news. Van Halen's going to be rocking again.
Are you guys going?
About that.
I have to.
We're going to go see the show. I don't know if we're going to get to tour with him, but
you're trying to work that deal.
That'd
now?
Be cool.
Well, burning up
you know
the phone
who's opening
right
up? Cool and the Gang.
How
cool
great is that?
Cool and the Gang.
Really?
Cool and the Gang are opening shows
That's
for Van Halen.
Sweet.
Did you see any of the video? From last night?
I saw, yeah, She's a Woman or something like that.
Yeah,
She's
was
a
it?
Woman.
It was cool. There's video up if we on our KDKB page. Uh-huh. Right in the front, there's a Van Halen thing. We'll click, I'll show it to you while we play the next song, okay. Show you a little bit. They played, and the kid can play. Like, Wolfgang can play bass. He may not sing like Michael Anthony, but the kid's got chops. He can
was
actually
play.
Was it
a brand new song?
No, it's She's the Woman. It's one from like
She's
1976.
Woman, yeah. Yeah, it's really old.
I actually have the demo. We'll play the demo too if you want to hear okay. that. I'll
hey,
play
David Lee Roth can still dance pretty good, huh?
He can dance, but he looks like Harvey Levin from TMZ.
I've seen some little prompt video they did, and he was doing some moves.
Yeah,
it was
man, he's
funny.
Still got it.
Dave has more moves than X-Lax. He's the man. All right, let's get something on. Can I play I Love You off the same the record, The Twisted Wires and Acoustic Sessions, yeah. Which you can probably pick up at TeslaTheBand.com, right?
Yeah, and in your Best Buys and your Walmarts, they have it.
All and right. at the show tonight.
And at the show tonight.
Which is at the Celebrity Theater. You yeah. can get your
now,
tickets at the door.
This song was the first song when we got back together in 2000. You remember that?
Yeah, I was
we
there.
We went up in my studio. Remember the studio I had in my bedroom up in my house?
Yes.
We recorded this song. Then
one of the coolest, and not to talk, you know, about old stories, but one of my favorite moments in my radio career, and actually as a friend, was sitting in that listening room, in your listening room off of your studio, when you had Into the Now. You had just finished Into
yeah.
the Now.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I sit in that room that he's got the people don't know this, and you don't want to go to Brian's house because they're armed, but in his house,
very armed,
yeah. Upstairs in his house, he's got this little music room. It's like a leather couch and a couple of candles that he lights, and there's a picture of you next to Paul McCartney on the end table,
right.
And this just kick-ass stereo, and he plays me the Into the Now record at ear-bleeding levels, so we don't say a word to each other for like 45 minutes, and at the end, he just turns and goes, well, what'd you think? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I can't hear. So then he said, well, let's go downstairs and play some Madden. And we did that until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I won that night.
Yeah, you did win. You beat me like 61-58. It was a defensive struggle. It was like watching the real Raiders play. All right, here you go. This is Tesla You Don't Know. It's called I Love You. It's on Twisted Wires and the Acoustic Sessions. As Tesla is in town tonight for the Celebrity Theater, the 20th anniversary of the 5-Man Acoustical Jam. We'll talk a little bit more about that after this. It's 93.3 KDKB. Sitting here talking about Van Halen when we should be on the radio doing our job here. It's 93.3 KDKB, Tesla Acoustic, I Love You. Now, again, we've already established that Tesla kicked off the acoustic thing. Tesla also was one of the first bands to get credit for a song that they did not write, you know, like along with Joan Jett and a couple others. People don't realize you guys have done covers through your entire career.
Mm, yeah,
and, just like Led Zeppelin did.
And just like Van Halen did.
Yeah.
A lot of these bands, you know, they take great songs from back in the day and sort of give them their own flavor to it.
We started out as a cover band.
What did you cover? Who was your?
AC/DC, UFO, Van Halen, Def Leppard.
See, all great bands.
I think every band
Aerosmith.
Started off as a cover yeah. band. I mean, even Led Zeppelin, the Stones, everybody.
Beatles were, yeah.
The Beatles just, were doing Chuck Berry covers yeah. when they started out.
So I shouldn't dime you out for the Little Susie cover then? I'll just let everybody think that's your song?
Little Susie?
Yeah, we didn't write Little Susie. I think people know that, though.
They're starting to.
I mean, you know, after 26 years, you think they...
Yeah, the sneak...
And we didn't write Signs.
No, you did not. But I'm sure that the band that did, the 5-man acoustical band, appreciates the royalty checks that they got for it.
Yeah, well, we met that guy. He was happy.
Sure he was.
Yeah, they live in Canada, man. They live in Canada.
Well, you guys...
You know how they spell Canada in Canada? C-A... N-A-D-A.
There you go. Hold on a second. I got a joke thing here for you. See if I can find it.
Got some jokes?
No, I can't find it. Ah, damn it. I had a good joke. All right, you want to tell that joke again? All right, go ahead. Try that again.
Oh. Hey, how do they spell Canada in Canada?
I don't know.
C-A-N-A-D-A.
Well done.
Two drums and a cymbal.
I have a joke, but I probably can't tell it.
Two drums and a cymbal, but
nice job. Tesla are back in town. Frankie and Brian, who are good friends, are here in the studio. I could keep you guys in here all day, but then you'd miss your sound check.
And we need one of those.
Yeah, well, you might. No, at this point, you shouldn't. At this
you
point,
know,
you know the music.
You're probably right, but we wear in-ear monitors, so.
Oh, do you?
Know, you
well,
gotta...
considering that last night we forgot the lyrics to three of the songs, we forgot the ending to two of them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What's your excuse? You guys aren't, you're not stupid.
We haven't played, honestly, the truth of the matter is that, you know, we were supposed to play here before.
Right, yeah, November. And thank you, by the way, for Honor
But
Prep
we haven't,
again.
You know, we haven't seen each other in a while.
Right.
And when you're not playing every night,
you know, you and we're older, Alzheimer's kicks in. You forget. So we'll have it down tonight.
No, we're going to have it down tonight, though.
You promise?
Oh, yeah, sure. Promise.
Right. And we're playing stuff tonight that people have never heard on our tour before, like songs off Forevermore, which we brought you a copy of Forevermore.
Yes, you did. You want to play something off that? Should we plug the record?
There's a song on there called The First Time.
Yeah, play that song. Because that song never really gets much airplay.
I got to open this.
It's shrink wrap knife.
It's
that one.
Childproof, it's nice. Man. You can't get in there.
Well, I can put that over my head. Now I'm gonna.
Well, that could be, you know, at home tonight or something when you get a little bit.
So
after
we're
the
playing
show.
Stuff like The First Time, which is something we haven't done. A couple of shows on this, we did Private Ledbetter, which is a song we wrote for the troops.
Which is always cool, by the way. You can't go wrong doing that.
And Private Ledbetter's on there too. So if you feel like spinning that later,
maybe I will. You want to hear The First Time then, right?
The First Time. Yeah.
You know, I would be nicer if you guys would number the tracks on your records.
Give me it. I'll tell you what
it is. It's track 9. I got it.
Okay.
This is the one. Yeah.
And we're going to play this tonight, acoustic style. So it's good we're going to listen to it now because we'll be able to
remember it.
Yeah, we'll remember the ending.
And learn it.
All right. It's Music Education 93.3 KDKB. I wanted to let it ring out. Yeah, I should
Brian
probably.
Wheat, Frank Cannon, Paul Marshall coming at you live.
You guys want to take over the radio? You guys want to do mornings? We need a morning show.
I hear really? Morning shows pay a lot of money.
Not here.
Oh, never mind.
Which is why we need a morning show.
Those retards, what are their names? Rob Arnie and Don.
Oh, the ones from Sacramento. Yeah, they'd love to come here.
They make like tons of cash out here.
Of course they do. Because they work.
B-Dub and Frank in the mornings.
See, it has a nice.
KDKB.
It has a nice ring to it.
We insult people. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all they do.
We can tell Justin Bieber jokes.
You're famous, though. You could get away with it.
Kim Kardashian jokes.
We'll be back now.
Yeah, you want to come down and take
a look?
Can you try one of my jokes right now?
You want to tell a joke?
Will I get beeped?
It depends on how bad the joke is. Is it going to be.
Is it racial?
Is it inappropriate?
Not. It's well.
Am I risking my career? I might be risking my career. What's the joke? If it's bad, I'll make
you beat
sure.
Beat me,
Obama.
that's good.
That works good here in the valley.
Yeah, I like this.
That goes over
joke,
well. Go ahead.
Which nurses work on their knees?
Oh, that's the head nurse.
That's right.
That's the head nurse. Here we go. That was good. Well done.
Hey,
you did that great. Hey, you know what Cinderella said when she got to the ball?
What?
There you go. All right, and
scream.
That was my final performance here at KDKB. You guys got to go do your sound check, man.
Yeah, okay. We got to go learn some songs.
Brian and Frankie from Tesla coming by this afternoon was always good to see you guys. I'll see you down there tonight, Celebrity Theater.
You're a true bro.
We're gonna have a great time, and
thank you.
And I'll be down as soon as I get off the air.
All right,
so we'll see you out there. You guys have a good sound check. Meanwhile, I'm gonna play when we come back. I'm gonna play the Van Halen demo that they played last night at the Cafe Wa that everybody thinks is a new song, but it's actually from 1976.
Oh, cool.
So we'll get that on. You guys will have something to listen to on the way back to soundcheck.
Like cool. That. We'll be listening.
Excellent. It's 93.3 KDKB.
93.3 KDKB celebrates Tesla's 20th anniversary. 5-5-man acoustical jam.